Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I'm joined here with my homegirl, Miss 100%. And we're about to do Smooth Drama. So if you want to holler at us, feel free to give us a call, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037, the phone number. Also, you're too shy to call, feel free to email us. You can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, to email me is dick@smoothdrama.com. If you want to holler at Miss 100%, you got a question, comment, concern for her, you can hit her up at miss100% at yahoo.com. And that is spelled out, not the number 100, the whole 100. So if you can't spell, you know, at dictionary.com, how to, I'm just playing. Also, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, tag, MySpace, my yearbook, you name it, I'm there. If you want to catch me on Facebook, tag, MySpace, my yearbook, wherever, I'm Dick Hugger. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me or add me, I will add and follow you. And we can just socialize. I'm a sociable person. And if you want to socialize also with my homegirl, Miss 100%, feel free to go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, and go to the About Us page and click on Miss 100%. And that way you can show your love for Miss 100% and like her, like, all day and night.
That's right. And like me, and I like you back.
Oh, isn't that a digital underground song? Oh, that was Kiss Me and I
Kiss Me and I Kiss You Back.
Well,
you saying that about no kissing now.
Yeah, I know. I said like. We gonna be stuck at like.
Like.
Although, now I was gonna start the show because right here in California they were doing they're voting on a bill to stop teens from going to the tanning salon. So, you know, in essence, they didn't want you to pay for cancer anymore. They want you to go out into the sun and get it for free. So, I don't want to talk about that. I saw something. Minnesota, they have a bill that aims to expand the rights to use deadly force. So, when they opened up their legislature today, they're expanding the rights of Minnesotans to use deadly force against intruders in their home, which is sometimes called the Castle Doctrine. But the bill, as is proposed now, it not only does it allow deadly force against a violent attack, but against an intrusion that may lead to a violent attack, and not just in the home, but it also provides provisions for intruders in your car, boat, or on a bicycle. I'm like, I don't know about anybody else, but out here in California, we call that like drive-by shooting. So, technically, if I'm on my bike and I feel threatened, I can shoot somebody in Minnesota.
Right. So let's kind of put a scenario together here. What's going on in my mind? People here in Dayton have a thing that they call FOB, fear of black men or fear of black people. So let's just say
that goes a bit further than Dayton, but go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know that, so I didn't want to put it nowhere else. If y'all didn't, but
yeah,
let's just say for instance, a certain group of people is threatened by another person from another group of people, and they just feel fearful for no apparent reason, and they happen to be packing. They can shoot a person because they feel threatened.
That would be correct.
Wow.
Yeah. If this bill passes, that is part of the provisions. If you feel like you have to defend yourself on a bike.
Remember the movie Minority Report?
Huh?
Remember the movie Minority Report with who? And people were arrested based on the crimes that might happen in the future?
Yeah.
This is utterly ridiculous.
Something like that.
Makes no sense.
I thought it was interesting. On your bike. So I guess, and this is for the people in Minnesota, if you're listening, approach that bike with caution.
Right.
If she or he is looking good on the bike, they feel threatened, they may pop a cap in you. But I digress.
Wow.
Let's talk about good stuff.
Okay.
Like Warren G. You know how we talked about Snoop Dogg was promoting Coke 45, the fruity flavor?
Yeah.
Well, Warren G stepped his game up. It's like, all right, well, you got Coke 45. I am going to promote male enhancement. So now he gets to... it's killing me here. He says he's the new spokesperson for Affirm XL, which is, you're going to be bigger and stronger and have more stamina. Regulate. That's right. One of our bloggers. To regulate, yeah. That's actually, there's a commercial where Warren G is sitting and there's a guy and he's like, oh, should I take a firm? And he comes out and Warren G is sitting out around a whole bunch of women and Warren G says, I have to regulate.
I can imagine him about to get busy and he just yells out, regulators!
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything for a buck.
Yeah. Hey, Affirm XL. He says, I take my Affirm XL and now I got to regulate. Now, he says that he had no idea about the commercial and he hasn't signed a contract with the company that manufactures Affirm XL. He just so happens to be in the commercial.
Really?
Really.
Really, Warren G, you want us to believe that for real?
Yeah.
So you signed a contract and you just so happen to be in a commercial that you signed a contract for.
Yeah. That would be it.
Okay. You're shaking my head. Nowhere to go.
I'm like, well, I guess it's cool. Bigger, stronger, more stamina. Don't worry about going to the gym, homie. You can take a firm, and it's on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow is right. Speaking of oh, wow, though, you know, Tyler Perry, he just came out with his latest movie, and he's kind of upset because Spike Lee, you know, Disney, and, you know, saying that, you know, you're doing another Madea movie. And he's like, well, y'all can tell Spike Lee he can go right to hell. You can print that. Now, normally, I don't deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, I personally don't care for the whole Tyler Perry movie phenomenon. It's like, okay, you did Madea once, and you did Madea twice, did Madea three. Now we on like Madea 50. It's almost like that Friday the 13th. Can you remember at first it was like Jason 1, Jason 2, and then all of a sudden Jason is taking Manhattan, Jason is in outer space. You know, we like on Friday the 13th, part 35 now. So I look at Madea the same way, like, another one? You know, and I'm just thinking somewhere RuPaul is like, you could have hired me, homie, I would have did it for you. I just see it as like, okay, you taking it too far. It's like the drag queen. You know, he's trying to take RuPaul's spot. RuPaul probably somewhere cussing him out. Like, I could have did that. And I can
understand that. The way that I see it is, I'm a fan of not Tyler Perry or Madea, but I'm a fan of the films and plays that he produced because of the messages that they entail. If you ever had a big unhappy family or, you know, any type of drama that these plays have in your family, you can relate to them. And so it's interesting to see how things unfold in the movies and the plays, and the messages to me are positive. And that's why I continue to stay a fan, because I like the positivity that's involved with, you know, his films and with his plays. But I can also understand it from another person's point of view about, you know, the whole, you know, cross-dressing thing and, you know, all of that. I can really understand. And a lot of men are not fans of Madea or Tyler Perry. I was kind of surprised about it myself, but I found that most men are not fans of Madea.
Yeah, for some strange reason.
Oh, well, it's not strange. He's a man that's dressing up like a woman. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't get it. I just see it like, okay, you did it a couple times, but now where's the hook? Where's the hook?
Well, I guess it's kind of like, you know, ride the success until the wheels fall off, because if you know anything about his background or his story, the reason why he was able to get out of poverty and not be homeless anymore is because of Madea. So, you know, I guess once you find a trend that works, keep going with it, you know, until the success runs out.
Okay. Well, I guess. Whatever. Oh, no. We go take a break. This is Big Crit, American rap star.
And A&R once told me you could determine the worth of a song within 15 seconds of it playing, with complete and utter lack of the fact that it takes all 3 minutes and 40 seconds of a song to comprehend what I'm saying. It ain't a single if it don't fly. It ain't a hit if it don't ride. Now you couldn't tell me the components of a smash, but their ringtones were the all-time high. And the rappers only as big as a chain, flashy as a belt. They say that money made the world go round. You never lost till you lose your crown. And they don't love you till you're underground. Or when you're maxing out your bank account. Yeah, you do it all just to live the life. Even if it means you don't live it right. And even if it means you don't survive the night. But even if you do, you won't survive the hype of American rap. So to the limit, why? Just to get a by, we'll do it, Grand Kitty. Ride around town like I never lived in it. Gun in my dad's pray I never kill with it. I'm that real with it, got my eyes on the prize. Be a steel dude, motherfuck 9 to 5. Searching for a freak, down the fuck once or twice. Wanna buy a bottle, but I ain't paid my tithe. No lie, got a vision and a master plan to hit the block and blow up like the Taliban. I'll make it where my plane never have to land. I'll make it where them lames never stand a chance. Shit, you never know, only time will tell. It's either starve or you find a skill. You either find or you're trying to sell. You either fall or you grind the rails. They say that money made the world go round. You never lost till you lose your crown. And they don't love you till you're underground. When you're missing out your bank account, yeah, you do it all just to live the life. Even if it means you don't live it right. And even if it means you don't survive the night. But even if you do, you won't survive the hype of American rap. Watch get it how I live. Waiting on my mom screaming, fuck how they feel. Dodging jail cells in them big down the kill. They shout out to Grant's where it gave a nigga chill. Just keep it real, if you ain't looking, then your eyes closed. Will I pay what I owe? Only God knows. I ain't for sure, give me shrimp just to chain what I can. And understand the deal between a nigga and a king that I am. Gotta keep your finger on the trigger. Pac died, Biggie died, they ain't found a killer. Why does mama say she worried? Cause I rap about the government and how the church caked over people out to struggling.
That's real though.
I just call it how it is, folks. I'm breathing for a reason, what you here for? They got us with the villains who would chill for. Cause they murdered all the heroes. They say that money made the world go round. You never lost till you lose your crown. And they don't love you till you're underground. When you're missing out your bank account. Yeah, you do it all just to live the life. Even if it means you don't live it right. And even if it means you don't survive the night. But even if you do, you won't survive the hype of American rap star.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Big Crit, American rap star. I wish I could rap. No, I don't.
Me too.
No, I don't. I'm lying. We got more than enough. Well, no, the world don't need another rapper. What the world also don't need is more government seizures. And we're not talking about epilepsy, America. went down a couple weeks ago where the U.S. government seized a whole bunch of websites. One of them, they took down a bunch of online poker sites. And, you know, obviously the people who were involved in online poker are quite upset. You know, they're like, hey, why can't we do online poker? And, of course, the government alleges that the companies and their leaders engaged in bank fraud, money laundering, and broke anti-gambling laws. So, basically, you can do lotto, which is, last time I checked, gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the casino and mortgage your house on the slot machine, no problem. But you can't do online banking? I mean, poker.
Because once again, that's one of those things that the government can't get their grubby little paws on to line their pockets. They can't control it. So, of course, anything that they can't control, they want to eliminate it. So that's all that is. It's so obvious now what their intentions are when they do things like this. I don't understand why, you know, people are shocked by it anymore, or why they haven't, you know, taken more interest in what the government is doing. Pretty soon, you won't be able to change your drawers without paying somebody a fee.
That's why I'm free balling. So you can't.
You're mine.
I'm saying you can't.
It's mine.
I'm like, online poker is destroying the world. Yeah, okay.
That to me, that's the new form of terrorism. Terrorism is a method that a particular group uses to control a group of people. And by any means, whatever it is that they can use to convince you or cause you to be fearful, that's the method that they use. And the government have become terrorists. Whatever it is that they can do to their own people to cause them to live in seclusion and fear, that's what they do. Because it's a mind control type of thing.
Well,
and it's,
I agree with you there, but when you stop the online poker, you're actually stopping the people who are actually secluded. They do online poker because they really don't want to come outside.
You know, think about their money. You know, they.
Yeah.
The whole money thing is still a money issue involved.
Yeah. Oh, they froze the money because there's a lot. There's millions of dollars that are frozen in these accounts. So there's a lot of people who are upset, and I'm sure the lawsuits will come. But who do you sue? you against the U.S. government? I'm thinking you probably don't want to do that. I don't think you can win that one. But
no.
You know, but there's a whole nother story. You know, we talking about online gambling. Well, there was a guy who the SWAT team come to his house. They just bust in his house, and they like, you've been child porn, and you're under arrest. What ended up happening is he had an unsecure Wi-Fi signal, guy in New York.
Okay.
And I guess somebody stole signal. You know how people steal your signal.
Yeah, they hijacked your Wi-Fi signal, yeah.
Right, well, he got hijacked, and whoever hijacked him was looking at kiddie porn and whatnot.
And he got blamed for it.
Yeah, the police SWAT bust into his residence, and you know, you're on the ground, you're a sleaze bag, you're no good guy, you're under arrest.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you think about that. That is really, really scary. One, they're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
First. And then two,
that's what I was going to say. Like, how the heck did they even know what he was doing if they weren't spying on him in the first place?
Well, it's probably not necessarily spying on him, but I'm sure they have, like, feelers into some porn sites or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I guess the kiddie porn. I mean, because you don't know, because it could have been, if anybody's ever been on a porn site, I'll cop to it. I've been to a porn site 2 to 10,000 times.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, they sometimes they have those pop up ads or whatever, and you can get stuck in the matrix. Yeah, 1,000. That stuff's been alleviated, but it used to be bow 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 bow. But the pop up ads just keep going, and then you're stuck. And the people can say that you're technically visiting those sites when you could not have. And in this case, once again, we're talking about a man had his Wi-Fi hijacked, and he was guilty. I mean, I couldn't imagine how, you know, I'd react if the FBI, SWAT, whoever, bust in guns in my face, just bust in your house. Get your face down, ass up. It's on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be able to prove his innocence because he actually didn't have any on his personal computer?
Well, see, they go off the Wi-Fi signal. See, when you steal someone's Wi-Fi signal, you're also able to, I guess, show that you're under their IP address.
Right.
I'm not trying.
But I'm saying, like, physically going into his computer, if they're saying you're downloading child porn and there's no physical evidence, just the fact that, you know, the Wi-Fi showed it, but when you go into the computer, there's nothing there, then what?
Well, first and foremost, the SWAT team, I don't think they're there to check the computer.
No, I'm saying it's possible. There has to be some type of investigation. Of course, yeah, they can bust in and arrest you, but there has to be an investigation into it, you know, to get a conviction.
No, I mean, you understand, I mean, understanding how our system works. You can arrest someone. They have to bail themselves out. That's money that goes toward the state's coffers.
Right.
I mean, you can arrest them. Oh, we're sorry. No charges.
Okay.
I mean, after the fact, you still pay to get out. I mean, because most normal people don't want to wait the extra time in jail to get out for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Most normal folks. There's some folks who feel like jail is home. I'm not one of them.
You right about that.
Well, you know, on that note, I mean, not only are you not safe in the comfort of your home, but also found out in Michigan, police have cell phone scanning devices that they can run, and this program in Michigan, and Lord knows where else they have it, but this was just reported in Michigan, it allows cops to download information from smartphones belonging to stop motorists.
Yeah.
So you imagine now where the police can, you know, you get stopped on a minor or whatever, broken stoplight, I mean, broken tail light, whatever, or whatever. You get stopped.
Speeding, failure to signal, whatever.
Right. They can stop you, and they can scan and download the information from your phone, and if they find something bad, like, you know, say you were a teen and you were caught sexting,
yeah.
Yeah, they can run you in. And then,
now, so they can just stop you for just a misdemeanor or a minor traffic violation and say, give me your cell phone.
No, they have a scanning device that works with 3,000 different phone models and can even defeat your password protection. It does a complete extraction of existing, hidden, and deleted phone data, including your call history, text messages, contact images, geotags, whatever.
Wow.
Yep.
What did I just say? New form of terrorism.
Yeah. I mean, this is beyond a violation of your rights. I don't even have to have done anything, but you can go through all my information in
right.
my phone. So, all you people that have them naked pictures of yourself in your genital areas in your phone or have been in your phone in the past, if you drive cross country, skip around Michigan.
Wow.
Skip around Michigan. It's not going to be good for you. Now, imagine that. And then you imagine also, since we're on this tangent here, Apple promises to fix the location gathering bug on the iPhone. You know, because the iPhones and the iPads, they constantly record the location data on your iPhone. So it's basically your phone is telling not that we didn't know this, but it's putting everywhere that you go out there for, you know, anybody associated with Apple and any government institutions who have access to Apple system. They know exactly where you're going, where you're at.
Yeah.
Apple says they're going to fix it. I asked the question, innocently, why do they even have that?
Because they put it under the auspices of let your family and friends know what you're doing and where you're going every second of your life. And stay connected with your family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them in touch or keep them up to date on all your new endeavors and all of this bull crap. But that's just a cover up for, again, people like our government to keep track of you so that they can try to control every single thing that we're doing. Even down to the cameras that they use to ticket you for speeding or running a red light. My city is riddled with cameras to ticket you. I've gotten a few myself.
Yeah.
Ticket you for running a red light or speeding or anything like that. And the tickets run between $85 and $200.
Well, that's it. Mine was 300 and something.
Depends on what the infraction is, of course.
Well, all I know is that if somebody wanted to be smart and they wanted to dismantle every red light camera, I would not be against it.
Yeah.
You know it.
Well, they're even saying that this what they're doing is not exactly legal because here in Dayton, I don't know everywhere else, but
it's everywhere else.
The people who actually make these cameras and put in the bids for them are people that are affiliated with the police department in some way, shape, or form. So it's a conflict of interest. So it's supposed to be that it's not even legal.
What's the conflict of interest? They want your money. Where's the conflict? If we can't get you this way, we gonna get you this way.
Exactly.
No conflict.
We gonna get in your pocket, and you know that'll be that. You know.
In your pocket. Well, speaking in your pocket, I was reading my favorite state of Florida. They have, there's a woman who is Brenda Richardson, to be exact, who's having a problem because they want her to give up her chickens. They have a city ordinance which bans people from keeping chickens in residential neighborhoods. And this code enforcement gave Ms. Richardson 72 hours to get rid of her flock, which she has 5 chickens.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm not bringing this up because I'm a black man and I like chicken. I'm just saying that if you can have dogs and cats, why can't I have chicken? You know, now see, she has a petition. She started a petition that supposedly has more than 100 signatures, and it got her talking crazy. Like, she's talking about putting or buying diapers for her chicken. Well, there's a company that make diapers for chicken called Egglooz. I would love to see what chicken diapers look like.
Chicken diapers.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking that why is that illegal to, I mean, because there's an assault on people growing their own food. And they don't want you to eat your own fresh food. They want you to eat their modified food. It's a common fact that Bill Gates and a few other luminaries are storing seeds. I'm like, okay, they're storing seeds, but they're telling people that they can't grow their own food. Not that I'm a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, even though I allegedly am. I'm thinking that if billionaires are storing seeds and they're telling us we can't grow food, there's something bad that they're about to do.
Yeah.
To mess over, you know, poor people, regular people.
Yeah.
Just a thought. And you know, I see a city ordinance telling a woman that she can't feed herself. I have to be dependent on someone else because they make up the whole, well, there's some diseases out there that you can give the folks. Whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's something wrong. There's an agenda there, and I myself, as someone who has his own garden, I, you know, maybe I need to start. I know I shouldn't say it on the air, but it's too late now. I'm like a rapper. I'm snitching on myself with all my murders and my rhymes. I just, I just think that it's odd that they're telling me I can't feed myself. There's just something wrong there. But, hey, if y'all believe in being complacent and not in believing everything that you're told and that the government will take care of you, whatever, I can't do it. On that note, we gonna go on another break. This is HISD, Never Die.
Never die like 007 heaven, back with brethren, the mix got niggas gas, unleaded, I'm super, leave them hanging like Mr. Cooper, bullseye, X marks the spotlight duper, the trooper, down for the cause, down to your draws, ironically, your intros is naked with an ugly body, mine's like a hottie with 20 minute Pilates, so fix your face like Oxy,
watch me, hang from the same cross that they floss with, it's common sense how I resurrect spit, when they said I was dead, I rose from the crown of thorns. That adorn this song form and save overexposed souls with goals in a new platform of rhymes and beats. Last supper, grab a seat. It's enough, we can all eat. I never die like when you play my speech on repeat.
Never die, should I never sleep? I need a nap, but sleeping so close to deceased. My man told you it's the cousin of death. Underwater, still holding my breath. Yeah, I go to war with my brothers on my right and my left. The district, kill them drums, yeah, we marching the step. Stockpile weaponry, born settling, born supremacy. For niggas with no memory.
Oh no, here they come back with a sicker flow. Kilo contact, yes, that's them Negroes. Half hate a figure, hot hits like Negroes.
Hell, better let them know.
Tell the voice call, but you're on track. Here we go, roll call, summer school's in with a backspin. Shut them down with an iron fist if they laughing. Hold it down if you really serious about passing. We ain't
never die, shallow grave, 6 feet, but we roll 7 feet. Golden souls on the beat,
on the beat.
Classic for the peak. Third day, ISD back again, glad to meet.
When we meet, hit the street with the heat.
Yeah.
On the grind, on the creep.
Yeah.
I'm at beat with the fleet. I'm a star on the freak with the track and the sheet. Chemistry.
To the knees, independent spit kickers, malnourished and getting sicker.
Yeah.
Go, go, lift up. Gadgets they can't inspect us.
Yeah.
They say turn the mix up. Steppers, put your kicks up. Lacing up the tracks with strings, no stripper.
But still, we rip up the track, go pick. Yeah, we back, so sit up. Who that? Them spitters. A, so we say hi. The S for the suspect. The D, so no disrespect. So you will get clean next.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District. Never die, because hardcore will never die, and revolutionary thoughts will never die until they kill everybody who has them. Hopefully, we don't see that. Now we come to one of my favorite parts of the show, where we get to talk about the people who are not that smart. We like to call the dumb asses. And I will concede the floor to my co-host, Miss 100%, who would like to present her dumb ass case of the week.
Okay. Well, this is a story. It's called It Only Matters Whether You're Right. The story out of Columbia, Tennessee, is about a woman who was angry with her husband, who's a smoker. He left a lit cigarette on, left the cigarette lit and fell asleep. And it burned a hole in the couch. And so what she decided to do to teach her husband a lesson about the dangers of smoking and falling asleep while smoking, she took a lit cigarette and laid it on the mattress and to show him what could have happened. And inevitably, she burned her entire house down.
That's in building.
Just so that she could prove her point, and she still feels that she was right in teaching him that lesson.
Yeah, that is a very, for lack of a better word, unsmart person. That's very stupid. You burned the whole house. He learned his lesson. Burnt a hole in the couch. Nah, I'm a burnt. See, this is what happened. Anyway.
And now they're homeless, of course, because she intentionally burned her house down. It wasn't an accident. She lit a cigarette, laid it on the mattress, and let it burn until it burned her. And I was kind of thought, like, okay, so when the mattress caught on fire or when you saw the first flame, you know, it didn't register to try to put it out or, you know, why let the whole house burn?
First, this is not a Rhodes Scholar here. Obviously, if she was dumb enough to burn her own stuff, you don't need to say no more. Now, see, my candidate, I had a few candidates. You know, I had the dude that jerked off in his coworker's water, but I said, no, that was not dumb. That was just retarded. It's different. This one is a woman who was at a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. And one of the Milwaukee Brewers, he signed a $105 million contract extension last week. And so, you know how these baseball players, they get marriage proposals, people put on the sign, hey, will you marry me? Well, this woman, she did that, only she was smart enough to put her real cell phone number on top of the board, will you marry me? So what ends up happening is she is flooded with calls. She keeps getting calls and texts and calls and texts and calls. Her voicemail is filled up. She gets thousands of calls instantly because it was a televised game. So when not only the people who saw her number flashed on the screen, but they also saw it live on TV. And, you know, if you're one of them people who happens to have Major League Baseball League Pass, whatnot, you had a chance to get her number also. So the chance to get her number was very good. So she ended up being inundated. She didn't understand why her phone was ringing.
Really?
Yeah. But, see, that's why she's my candidate for Dumbass of the Week. Now, granted, she did not burn down that would probably, I will concede that individual was a tad bit dumber than this one. but they were real close. I mean, because I've seen the signs, you know, will you marry me, but will you marry me and you put your real number up? You're not intelligent.
I don't even even understand what a telephone number has to do with where you marry me. Normally, it's an agent for you marry me.
See, that's where you're missing the point, because she's not smart. Because she actually thinks that one of all the hundreds of thousands, well, of all the thousands of people in the stands, he could see her sign and he could see her phone number. And that off the chance that if Mr. Braun saw her phone number, he'd see how cute she was from however far off she was, and be like, you know what? I'm going to give that young lady a call. I may marry her.
Well.
See, so that's the depth of her stupidity.
Well, do we have 30 seconds for one more? This is something that needs to be told, really. I think you'll love it.
Drop your 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Guthrie, Oklahoma. A man, I'm not going to say his name, trying to kill a millipede with a .22 caliber rifle. Shot the rifle, it ricocheted off a rock, and hit his friend in the head, fracturing his skull.
Makes sense to me. You know, you know how deadly millipedes are? They're some of the deadliest insects on the face of the earth. You know, people talking about those poisonous spiders, millipedes, man. Man, look, I don't have a rifle. I'd pull my gun out on a millipede in a minute. Like, yeah, you know what time it is. So, I guess I'll throw one in real quick also. We got a little time. There was a man, Santa Ana, California, who was convicted of ejaculating twice into a co-worker's drinking water. He got 180 days in jail and 3 years probation. He was convicted of two misdemeanor counts of battery, and he said that he did it because he felt that was as close as he could get. You know, he said he did it because her lips had touched it, but he told he never thought she would drink it. Anyway, we have a call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Yeah, how you doing?
Caller? I'm all right. How you doing, sir? I'm good.
How you doing? I have a dumbass of the week. Real quick.
You.
It's myself. I'm trying to do something on a website like Tagged or MySpace or anything like that. And
for me to
get on there and try to be somebody that I'm not, but I was going to reveal myself.
Okay.
I was going to reveal myself, and the person got mad at me and everything, and I was never trying to deceive anybody. They think they're being deceived, and they're not.
All right. Well,
I thank you for your
confession.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All righty then. That was interesting. And speaking of interesting, Sally Kern apologizes for her minority comment, where she says she came out and said that black people, they don't want to work as hard or study because they think that we will, the government will take care of them. Now, those were her words. Now, we know, of course, that, I mean, growing up, that's all I thought about. Why should I study? Because I know Uncle Sam's going to take care of me when I get older. I mean, knowing how Uncle Sam has done good by us, Tuskegee, slavery. not now bringing up old stuff, but, the fact that she would think that, hey, we're good in saying black people on a whole are more inclined to not study so the government would take care of us. I'm not thinking that we're in that camp. I
don't know about you, Gabe, but I'm living fat off the government.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but.
I know, huh?
I'm living lovely over here.
$50,000 checks. You know that billion-dollar bailout we got last year?
The cash just keeps rolling in. I mean, that.
Yeah. Now, in all seriousness, there is a problem. And it's not the racism problem. I mean, because that is what it is. My problem is, us, as people, and we talk about culturally. We try on purpose to fit into said stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason, I don't know. Like, there was a stabbing at a zoo in D.C. on African American Family Day. And it highlights, where people are trying to live what they see on TV. Like, the senseless violence on TV, it's almost like black folks are Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z. these characters who battle just for the sake of battling, because I must test your skills or whatnot. I mean, it's kind of what we're doing now. In real quick, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to go in depth on this. But I know that it's something that needs to be addressed as far as how we perceive ourselves and how we're perceived. And if you want to live up to someone else's perceptions, then, and we're talking about the world's negative perception of you. If that's what you want to live up to, I don't understand why we want to live. And on that note, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the astonishing co-host that you are. Thank you for the caller for, pointing out whatever you were trying to point out. Stay positive. Miss 100%. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.